live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
Well, welcome back. We're here on another Thursday. Dave, are you there?
I am here. I was wondering if you were there.
Yes, I'm here.
But you're not here.
No, I'm not there, but I'm here. I'm in Georgia.
Okay. What you doing in Georgia?
Well, I mean, Dave, you know, we just had to all survive Ida in New Orleans. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was asleep. What happened?
Hurricane Ida knocked us all out of power all last week and some of this week.
If I'd have had a choice, I wouldn't have had it happen.
I'm telling you, I had 8 days of no air condition and 4 days of no water. It was hectic, to say the least, and hot, very hot. So after 8 days, my family and I decided we're going to get in the car and drive to Georgia and go stay in a log cabin in the mountains. And the boys have been outside fishing and canoeing, and it's been beautiful here. So I thank God that we had this little reprieve. How about you, Dave?
Well, my late brother, my only brother, died a couple years ago, and so his birthday was August 28th. And I told my mom, she's 93, I said, Mom, let's go see Bill's grave. So she said, all right. So she and my wife and I got in a car and headed to Texas to go visit his grave, not realizing we were evacuating. So we got over there and said, oh, we're going to need some more clothes. We wound up staying in Texas for 5 days and then shooting through and picking up a little stuff and then going away for a while. And fortunately, a friend of ours lives in an area of Canada that got her electricity back about 5 days ago. So we've been with her. And today, the glorious thing happened. Our lights came on. Woohoo!
Oh, that's wonderful. Our lights came on as well. So it's parts of Old Metairie are up and running, but some of it's still down. I know we were able to help a couple of families, so it was actually a good thing that we stayed behind. We were able to provide generators and some food and water and air condition and AC unit to another family. So it was interesting to be there.
Well,
if
I were wearing a hat, I would take my hat off to the electrical workers. They did an incredible job. They're still working. They're not finished.
But yes.
Imagine having to reconnect a million houses. That's a
lot.
They
came out fast. Yeah, they're working in groups. And I actually have a picture of two of my grandkids that went out to one of their trucks with the mother, of course, and they fed the electrical workers. And she texted me the picture, and the men were just so happy to receive food from the children. So,
yeah.
Well, today we're going to have a great show. Dave, we have one of our friends, Micah, on the line, and I know that he's always in prayer. And I'm very interested in hearing what the Lord has to say. So let's just start off with a few words from Micah, from the Lord, for our listeners, and even for you and I, Dave. Micah, you there?
I'm here. How are y'all?
Good. The Lord bless you. It's good to hear your voice.
I'm enjoying listening y'all's use of language. Dave, I'd have helped you, too, if I'd have known what was going on. And I have to say, I agree with you. Just thank God for how our electricity, I mean, is just, I thought it was going to be, some people are expecting October, but I really think it's going to be before then. And so I'm just really thankful for that. I want to say real quick that my roommate who got COVID took ivermectin and got over it. So, and I never got it,
Amen.
Thank God, and they got over it, so thank God for that, and I hear they're trying to actually get rid of ivermectin now, but probably because it works, but anyway, I just wanted to give a short word, and this word could be, it kind of is just dependent on your mindset, but God actually gave me a word before the hurricane, and he told me, God is in the wind. And I thought about the story of Elijah when he went and he looked, you know, the wind, and God wasn't in the fire and he wasn't in that. But just the fact that he was actually looking for God in the wind tells me that maybe God was in the wind at some point, that he spoke to him like that. And it might seem or feel like it, but for those who are following Christ, the Lord said, it's time to just clear some things out and make room for the new. And he's not just talking about physical things. He's talking about mindsets. He's talking about issues with your with families and friends right now. You might notice some things come up, and you just have to finally go into the new with that. You know, he's making room for new things on multiple levels, is what he told me. If you feel fear or discouragement as a child of God, remember that those are not from God. And fear and discouragement does not come from the Lord. And that's, you know, the devil is a liar. That's from the devil, and he's a big, fat liar. And, you know, you might want to read the parable of the sower when it talks about, you know, when the bush and the tree was bringing forth the fruit, but the guy who pruned it had to come and he had to prune it so that it could bring forth even more fruit. And the Lord told me that if you try to keep a good perspective, a good mindset, that you'll actually come through this realizing that you're going to have even more, and things are going to change actually for the better on multiple levels. Even your perspective might even begin to change. So I just have that one word real quick. As always, thesonsofgod.net is where you can reach me. And if you want to sign up for free email newsletters, you'll always reach me. Your stuff will stay with me alone, with the ministry, thesonsofgod.net. And I haven't been able to do a lot of videos recently, but actually some people that are affiliated with us talked about just some of the old videos, how they're just kind of, you can still, you know, the Lord can still use those. So I just wanted to say that. And I wanted to give a last plug for those that might be listening who don't really know God. You might be participating in a religion, but you don't really feel like you know Jesus. Now is the time to call out to Jesus, because he likes to show off. And there's that parable where, you know, in a situation like this, if you have a lot of bad things going on in your house or in your yard, call out to Jesus, because he likes to show off, and this is a perfect time. And he told me to tell everyone that if you're not a follower of Christ, or you're just playing games with the religion, really fall on your knees and watch what the Lord's going to do. Because you remember when he told that parable of the 100, he said he left the 100, the shepherd left the 100 for the one, and that in heaven there's more rejoicing over just one than all the 99. So this is the time.
Well, thank
to look
you so
to Jesus
much. The Lord bless you.
Off.
Appreciate this word. And let me tell you, I can concur to this word, because this is exactly what the Lord's been putting on my heart for the last couple of weeks. So thank you so much. And we'll be waiting to hear from you next week. The Lord bless
awesome.
You.
Thank
Dave,
you.
Are you there?
I am here.
All right. Do you have any information about our COVID stuff?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do. You know, while everything else is going on with Ida, the hurricane, I'm not giving data for Orleans and Jefferson Parish because so many people are away, but I've continued to tabulate it for the state. And as fast as the positive tests went up in July, they've come down equally fast in August or September, end of September. So they've dropped drastically. If you go to libertyorlockdown.live, you'll see a tab that says more. Click on that, pull it down to Mr. Prentice, and you can see the graph. The number of positive tests has dropped by 50% in the last few weeks. Yeah. So a few weeks ago, it was close to 4,000 per day. Now it's down about 1,600 or 1,700 per day. And so if you go by the number per 100,000 people, we're only having about 35 positive tests per 100,000 people per day now. It's dropped.
That's great
incredibly.
News. I have some good news.
Yes.
So my dad was in the hospital with COVID, and at first he wasn't doing too well, but we have a friend of ours who's a doctor physician who prescribed ivermectin for him.
Yeah.
And thank God he took the ivermectin before he went into Ochsner, because it saved his life.
Yeah.
It saved his life. He's been in there 2 weeks, and he came out yesterday, and he still has to get his oxygen breathing stronger, but 77 years old, diabetes, and just a few other issues, and survived COVID. How do you like that?
We have a number of friends, or I have a number of friends at work at Ochsner, and the reason Jefferson Parish has high statistics is because that's where people from around the state go. That's the refuge of last resort. Well, we need to go away to a break. And we will be back in just a couple of minutes.
And do something now, or sit and watch my TV. The Constitution is calling me to do what is right. Our founding fathers are waiting to see who will stand and fight.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the Diocesan Cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
Hey, Tracy, you know what I'm thinking about buying our friends for the holidays?
Oh, what?
Bar2Go, a compact case that allows you to travel virtually anywhere with your 50-milliliter liquor bottles. Choose from top grain leather, which can be debossed, or heavyweight canvas, which can be embroidered. Custom work is welcome. Bar2Go can be found at www.thebar2go.com. And just like our favorite spirit, it's made in the USA.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Can you get me one, too?
Of course, Tracy. Don't forget www.thebar2go.com.
WGSO, from the Fuca Ray
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM. If you or someone you know has been impacted by a drunk or drugged driving crash, Mothers Against Drunk Driving is here to help. Call Mothers Against Drunk Driving's 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MADD-HELP. That's 877-MADD-HELP, or visit MADD.org for more information.
I pledge allegiance to this flag.
Well, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. And on the phone is my gracious co-host. Actually, I'm the gracious co-host. She's a real host. Martha's on the line. And we also have holding right now Jill and Fiorella. So, Martha, who did you want to get to next?
Yes, so let's welcome our guests from 2 weeks ago, because last week we were evacuated for Ida, some of us. I wanted to bring back our dear friends, Jill Hines and Fiorella Trapini. They are both founders of the Health Freedom Louisiana. Are you ladies there?
Hi, yes, we're here.
Yes, ma'am.
Jill, how are you today?
I'm great, Martha. How are you? I hear you're in the great state of Georgia, where my children live.
Oh, yes, I am loving Georgia. Can't believe it's taken me half of a lifetime to get here. It's just right around the corner, 6 hours away. It's beautiful.
It is. It's a great state, but I have to admit, we have better exemption laws for vaccination in Louisiana than they do in Georgia.
Really? Wow.
We do.
Well, there you have it.
We have the best exemption laws in the country here in Louisiana when it comes to requirements for school attendance. And that's part of our purpose with Health Freedom Louisiana is preserving and protecting those great protections that we have in state law to simply submit a written dissent for vaccine requirements for school attendance.
I love that. And is it working?
It is. You know, we tried to add a little bit of oomph to it last October of 2020, when we submitted and supported some legislation that would require schools to inform students of that fantastic law, that all they have to do is submit written dissent. They can submit a written dissent for a COVID vaccination and be free of it. And it did not pass the Louisiana House Health and Welfare Committee. And so now part of our problem in the state is informing students of that fantastic law because the schools are not doing it.
Yeah, I do know that people are very unaware that they can be freed from being forced inoculated or, you know, having to forcibly go and get a vaccine that they may not want to. And these people, most of them are not anti-vaxxers that choose not to take the COVID vaccine. Is that correct?
I would say that's very correct. I think most people are just concerned about the lack of long-term safety studies, the serious adverse reactions that were, that are being made, people are being made aware of, and they just want to wait to make sure that it's a safe product and it's right for them. Many people have existing immunity from having, had COVID naturally, and the jury is still out on whether or not. Well, it's not out for me, but for some people, it may still be out what is best, natural immunity or vaccine-induced immunity.
So let me interject that we are not anti-vax, we're anti-forced vaccination.
I think everybody is. I think anti-vax is kind of a misnomer. That's what people like myself and Fiorella were labeled prior to COVID, but really what our aim has always been is to preserve an individual's right to say no. And who could be opposed to that, except for a very, very powerful and influential industry?
That's correct. So you get deemed anti-vax by people who tend to be pushing an agenda, which in turn doesn't work out for them because then it makes you question it even more, right?
Exactly. Just like Biden's announcement today, his push to vaccinate everybody, that it really just, and if you heard him, it was so creepy. It just makes me more suspicious about what's going on in our government and why they're pushing this product so hard. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, at this point, with them pushing with the lotteries and the free subways or the free sandwiches or the free this and the free that, I mean, wouldn't a person be questioning all of this? Something just doesn't feel right. It doesn't look right. There's just something's going on.
Something is definitely going on. You do not have to give away a miracle. You don't have to bribe people to take a miracle. You don't have to give them a donut to take some kind of life-saving, drug. If it's that good, people should be lined out the door to get it. And nobody has been lined out the door since very, very early on. And we started seeing those vaccine reactions and in waiting rooms. People were fainting while they were waiting after they got the shot. Mm-hmm. Of course, I've interviewed several people who have experienced severe vaccine injury, and I've learned of just two more here in the state just in the last couple of weeks, both of them up here in the Shreveport area. So once you start hearing things like that, it's very difficult to give away such a miraculous product when it can cause so much harm.
Hmm. So well, not to jump subjects because I want to go back to that. See, 1 second real quick. Do you remember on August 16th was it the Health and Welfare Committee when Dr. Kintar gave the long slide of all of the of everything, the stats that the hospitals are keeping, and then towards the 2 or 3 hours into this, some of the representatives were able to ask him if they had isolated the SARS-CoV-2 and were those stats just SARS-CoV-2, or were they, you know, your typical flu or your pneumonia or a fever from just the, and he, you know, virtually had to admit that the, it was not isolated. Do you recall that?
I do. I remember him. It was Dr. Cantor, Dr. Joseph Cantor, the state's health officer. And he kept referring to, and this is throughout the entire presentation, he kept referring to COVID-like illnesses, CLI, COVID-like illnesses. And we have had just a rash of COVID-like illnesses in the state. I spoke with one nurse who works, I can't really say where she works, in South Louisiana somewhere. And she said in just in the month of July, she works at a pediatric hospital, just in the month of July, they had 890 cases of RSV. That's unheard
yes.
of in July. 890 cases of RSV and only 75 cases of pediatric COVID. So
wow.
when you're counting all of that COVID-like illnesses, sure, it does seem like a lot, but it's not all COVID. It's not at all COVID.
Could you tell us what RSV is, please?
It's another respiratory virus that mainly hits in the wintertime. So another point that Dr. Cantor made during his presentation is that the state is not really facing a crisis of a lack of beds. They're really facing a crisis of a shortage of staffing for those
right.
beds.
Right.
And that's one of the things the nurse that I talked to pointed out to me is they usually have a low staff in the summer months. They don't experience all these upper respiratory infections in the summer. So when you have 890 RSV cases in 1 month with an already short summer staff, you are going to experience kind of like a crisis. It doesn't have anything to do with COVID outbreaks in the state. It has everything to do with a shortage of staff. They're not used to these upper respiratory infections in the summertime. It's very, very odd.
And actually, it has been attributed to children being in masks the previous year. The American Association of Pediatrics, they actually published a study and they talked about that. But of course, they won't tell the public that.
This is Fiorelli Trapini, right?
Yes.
Speaking. All right. Well, can you elaborate a little bit more on that for us, please?
Well, just one of our sources is a physician, and we asked them if they were seeing COVID cases, and they said no, that it was RSV, and that I guess they had reached out to the Pediatrician Association, and that they had been told that it was, you know, RSV and due to masks, but they don't tell the public.
We'll just hold on tight, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you all.
Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. or Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Monday, Michael Letts joins us, former law enforcement officer, founder of Invest USA. He's trying to get bulletproof vests to all of our police officers across the country. And we'll discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star Chad Rogers. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Brennan's Wine Room, nestled in the depths of a two-story cellar, is a destination all on its own and is a perfect venue for intimate special occasions like birthdays, business dinners, and more. The dimly lit room features a massive 16-foot-long table milled from a single cypress found in the Mississippi Bayou. Wine lovers may opt to dine a la carte or indulge in the classic cellar experience with a multi-course tasting menu by James Beard finalist Chef Slade Rushing with personalized wine pairings. Call Brennan's today to book your exclusive private tour in our wine room.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
So join Major League Baseball and stand up to cancer.
As we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
I'm Jordana Brewster.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
I'm Matt Damon. And cancer has in some way touched all of us.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Entergy reports more progress made in getting the lights back on for thousands of folks affected by Hurricane Ida. Dave Brannon has more.
Entergy Louisiana CEO Philip May expressed the latest advances this way.
Last night, we reached a major milestone and now have restored power to more than 90% of those who can take power in the greater Baton Rouge area and the New Orleans area.
But Entergy admits there's a long way to go before the lights come on for everyone. Hard-hit Lafourche, St. Charles, and Terrebonne parishes are largely still in the dark, with outages of more than 90% reported in each of them. I'm Dave Brannon.
Police in Natchitoches are investigating the fatal shooting of a juvenile this morning. Police Corporal John Greeley says they were called to Highland Park Drive just after dawn.
Unfortunately, upon our arrival, we located a juvenile who was suffering from one gunshot wound.
Police are investigating the victim's identity, not released. Kevin Gallagher, this is news on LRN.
What do you think a car burglary sounds like? This? Maybe this. I'm Insurance Commissioner Jim Donlan, and I'm here to tell you that most car burglaries actually sound like this. That's right. Most thieves would rather just open your door than break in with force. And every year, 25,000 cars are burglarized across Louisiana. So lock it up, because car burglary happens just that fast.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Automobile Theft and Insurance Fraud Prevention Authority and aired in cooperation with the station.
Take 30 seconds to save thousands. Go to lacontractor.org and take 30 seconds to make sure the person or company who wants to work on your home or business is licensed by the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. How much is 30 seconds worth to you? That's lacontractor.org.
Make every day a good old day with the hand-cranked taste of Blue Bell ice cream. The good old days are being made right now.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby. And that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks. All during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You gotta fight for liberty. I'm Bill Juneau. Join me on my new radio show, Let Freedom Ring, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. here on WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, Tracy Napolitano, and my co-host, Barbara Hirsch Napolitano, as we talk about everything bourbon on It's Always Better with Bourbon on WGSO 990 AM, Friday from 5 to 6.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. Huck, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Fiorella, are you still with us?
Yes.
Okay, I wanted to give you an opportunity to finish your statement. I know we were talking about masks and how that we it appears or that some doctors are saying that some of this RSVP on children may be provoked from the mask.
Yes. So the American Academy of Pediatrics had said that the increased usage of masks and increased COVID precautions had prevented children from getting milder strains of RSV and that would normally allow them to build up immunity and strength for it. So then that's why you're seeing a huge surge of cases, as well as it being in the summertime. And they did publish a study on that. But, you know, as always, Dr. Cantor, no one informs the public of that because they don't want anything negative regarding any COVID precaution or restriction like, you know, masks and vaccines.
Yeah, well, that would go against whatever agenda they're involved in. It's just a little too crazy to even understand all of this, but we do understand that we're not seeing the full picture. I'm also wondering, I know that Dr. Malone and Dr. is it McCullen? How do you say his last name? Peter McCall?
McCullough.
McCullough. Both of them suggested in several of their interviews, flat out right, believe that the mutations of the SARS-CoV-2, both maybe the Lambda and the Delta, come from the vaccinated and not the unvaccinated.
Yes. Well, the theory that they support is something that has to do with leaky vaccines. The fact that the COVID vaccines that are on the market right now do not offer what's called sterilizing immunity. They allow the individual to still be infected. They, you know, when you receive a COVID vaccine, you can become infected and you can transmit the virus. So it doesn't prevent the individual from actually contracting the virus, and it allows the virus to actually mutate in a vaccinated individual. And we've heard, of course, from Louisiana Department of Health that unvaccinated individuals are the ones that are spreading and causing these viral mutations. But from Dr. Malone and Dr. McCullough's perspective on this, it's the individual who has this non-sterilizing immunity that allows those variants to propagate in the vaccinated population.
Well, you know how the old saying goes, what doesn't kill you mutates and comes back to try again.
Yes, and one of the first people to talk about this and warn people about this was Geert Vandenbosch. And if you go mm-hmm. to our website, healthfreedomla.org, there's right up at the top, there's a COVID-19 page, and we have a ton of resources there, including these articles written by Geert Vandenbosch, and he is a vaccine developer, and he's been in it for decades, and he's held senior positions all over the world. And he actually spoke in front of the World Health Organization, wrote a letter warning them way back when of using this type of vaccine in the middle of a pandemic, what it would do. And what he warned would happen is happening.
Wow. So could that be another reason why we're seeing so many COVID cases with this RSV right now in the summer versus in the winter?
Well, I think it's two different things you got going on at the same time. You've got the RSV surge in cases, and that's due to the mask use and the shutdown in schools and all that. And then you have COVID cases,
the Delta and the Lambda
variant, are being driven by the mutations, and those mutations are driven by putting the pressure on the virus with a leaky vaccine. So mass vaccination in the middle of a pandemic drives mutant viruses.
Wow. And so we can't get this information out because this is not what they're wanting the public to hear. But yet we have facts, science, true science to back mm-hmm. all of this up.
And give us that website again, please.
HealthFreedomLA.org.
Okay. I'll put a link to it on our Liberty or Lockdown.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And if any one of our listeners want to reach out to you, is that how they find you for more information, HealthFreedomLA.org?
Yes, yes. There's a contact
And if they want to contribute
still,
or
still
donate?
On Facebook and Telegram. And we do have many links there, including one to donate. We are completely run by volunteers. We don't get paid. So we are completely run by 100% just donations. So we would appreciate that. Everything, you know, Jill is, what, 4 hours away from Baton Rouge? And,
yes.
you know, gas money and time and everything. We're trying to at least, you know, fundraise and, you know, we're to get all the resources and all the information out to everyone. It's a huge task.
And I can tell you, I'm there at the house very few times, and every time I've been there, you've been there. So that means that you're there a lot more.
Yeah. Jill has been there right? a ton. I've missed mm-hmm. a few days this year, but Jill has been, and she's further away than me, so it's absolutely amazing everything that she is doing for the benefit of everyone, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we don't get paid. We're putting out our own money in order to get the truth out so that we don't have an agenda here to mislead anyone. We just want facts so we can make truthful, honest decisions for what's best for our family and for ourselves based off of the truth, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you, ladies, so much. We appreciate hearing from you, and you're always welcome to come on to Liberty or Lockdown and share any information that you may want some of our listeners to listen to at any time. The Lord bless you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Martha. Thank you.
Thank you. Dave, you have anything for us?
Well, nothing that I could cover in that little amount of time, but maybe one little anecdote. I have a cousin who lives over near Audubon Park, and he smelled gas in his little apartment. So instead of calling a plumber, he called the gas service company, and instead of fixing it, they took his meter. Okay, so he has no gas at all. Oh, isn't that nice?
Wow, that's actually kind of crazy,
So call the plumber. Don't call the utility company.
All right. Well, we have a caller online. I know we don't have much time, but I want to get Frank Aquila on the line. And Frank, are you there?
Yes, Martha. Nice to be on.
All right, Frank. We had a great conversation. This is Huck with Liberty or Lockdown and my co-host Dave here. You and I got to know each other over a conversation the other day. And I would like for you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. Whatever we can't get to this week, we'll pick you up next week, okay?
Well, first off, I want to just commend your previous guest. It was wonderful listening to all the information, and it fits the title of your program, Liberty or Lockdown, because basically that's really what we're facing up against in America right now. Do we want liberty or do we want lockdown? And it seems like those that try to tell us to follow the science really are manipulating the science. They don't want to follow the science. And the ladies you had on, I would like to hear their website again. I think you said healthfreedom.org. Is that correct?
Healthfreedomla.org.
Okay, healthfreedomla.org. Okay, that's wonderful, because you know what? It comes down to it where as they were stating, we have our own government trying to go ahead and manipulate the people into COVID. They don't want to follow the science. You have social media that wants to shut down doctors. And it's just so unfortunate that you had even two officials from the FDA just this past week resign because they went ahead and forced the FDA to go ahead and approve a drug that they say would take 3 to 5 years to go ahead and get FDA approval. You know, so it's something to be very concerned about. But as you're saying, Martha, a little bit about me. I am in California, the communist state of California, and I'm actually a retired officer, and I am the author of the book Sarah Palin Out of Nowhere, and basically just a Christian conservative, somebody that's hated by the left, And that's why I'm very proudful as far as my stance as being a Christian and also being a conservative, and that's where I lean in my political views.
Yeah, well, you're in the same boat with myself. I'm a Christian and a conservative as well, a Republican. Have been a Republican since I could vote at 18 years old, and I've always loved the Lord. So,
yeah, Martha, you better not call anybody a rhino.
A rhino, Republican in name only. Are you talking about those Democrats that crossed the line and came over into the Republican camp and put an R behind their name so
that
they could mess things
ones.
Up over here?
Yep. That would
All
be the
right,
ones.
Frank. I was, Frank, tell me a little bit about this email. I know you sent me an email on a topic that we were just discussing a few minutes ago, and it's in regards to the Know Your Rights on COVID vaccines.
Well, actually, you know, what's crazy about it, Martha, I wrote an article back in March of 2020 after the whole COVID thing happened, and I really kind of went and dipped my finger, and I thought, man, I'm going to get slammed on this because I just was putting it out.
All right, listen, we're on a break.
We're
on a break.
Yeah, so we'll be back to you right after.
Through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list and a Statue of Liberty.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test.
I wonder if any bookstores are open.
This has been a test of equipment that could quickly warn you during an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, in our exciting 10th season of covering Saints football in the Red Zone, where we talk Saints football. We'll be on WGSO Radio 990 AM and on the internet at www.wgso.com, where we'll talk Saints football live in the downtown Hilton Riverside Hotel in the world-famous Spirits Bar in the lobby of the hotel.
WGSO across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
This is an important message on care for pets in hurricane areas from the Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A disaster like a hurricane can devastate the lives of pets as well as people, so you can expect the behavior of your pet to change. Normally quiet cats and dogs may become aggressive or defensive. Recovery may take from days to months. Here's how to help. Check your pet for injury. Be careful with your pet as it adjusts to its changed world. Downed power lines or debris may pose threats. Familiar sights, sounds, and smells may be gone. Let your pet have familiar toys and plenty of sleep. And to prevent its escape, release it only into an enclosed room or yard. If your pet was without food or water for an extended time, give it small amounts every few hours. And as soon as you can, let a veterinarian check it for dehydration. This message is brought to you by the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Oh, ain't that America?
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown Live. And on the phone we have Frank and also Martha. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, continue please what you were saying.
Well, back in March of 2020, right after the whole pandemic was really kind of unleashed on America, I had I had actually written an article. I really thought I was going to get kind of slammed by people, because the title of the article was, "Did the Chinese government create COVID-19 on purpose?" And as I've done some research on it, I actually came up with two reasons that they would do it on purpose: for political reasons and also for profit. And the political reasons had to deal with how China was really being taken to the task by President Trump, and that basically there was a political motive to really take President Trump out, which was kind of identified in a Forbes article back in 2019, which basically stated that Biden was the only one that could save China in 2020. And then there was a profitability component of it, because China actually profits from creating viruses. And China, as you know, they're not one to actually be out there being concerned about people and people's rights. Huh. So when it comes down to it, there's actually a book out there written by a lady named Rosemary Gibson. The book I found was called China RX, Exposing the Risk of America's Dependence on China for Medicine. And basically what she's just stated in there is 97% of all antibiotics and 80% of the active ingredients that are used to have these vaccines are all from China. Hmm. And so basically the pharmaceutical companies, you know, even such as a company like Pfizer, for example, they are profiting, and they are owned by China. The China Wuhan lab is owned by GlaxoSmithKline, which is owned by Pfizer, and GlaxoSmithKline is financed by BlackRock, which is basically managed by the Soros Foundation. And we all know who George Soros is, because he's one that's connected to the financing of the Democrat Party. And Pfizer, who is working again with connected with China, has four state-of-the-art Chinese plants. Over there in China, I'm not really great on my Chinese, but Dalian, Suhu, Wuxix, and Fuyan are the manufactured, that's where these state-of-the-art Chinese plants are in the cities. So that's where, you know, there's a connection with China. Then you have another situation that's really kind of taken place, and that my credit to Senator Rand Paul, who's really kind of point things out. There was a doctor by the name of Dr. Li Mengyan, and she basically is a doctor that works through the World Health Organization with a network to China, and she actually came out and she stated in 2020 that the whole COVID thing was intentional. Her exact words: with my experience, I can tell you, this was created in the lab, and it was also spread to the world to make such damage. Well, Dr. Fauci originally testified that he discredited what she said, and then later had to admit that the whole COVID was engineered. That's an exchange that he had with Dr. Rand Paul, the United States Senator from Kentucky. And Dr. Fauci later had to acknowledge that it's been discovered through emails that the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, that he is in charge of, had actually given $3.1 million for funding it through a grant through Dr. Shi over there in China at the Wuhan lab back in 2017. And then Dr. Fauci has been revealed that he had come out with an article and the article basically had stated, I'm trying to find this article, but basically he stated that there's no doubt that during the Trump presidency there's going to be an infectious disease that's going to be laid upon the world. If these things are all coming out, this whole thing was set up. It was manufactured. It was put together, much in the same context of what Trump was telling us about the whole Mueller investigation, how that thing all put together. This was not done by accident. There wasn't just a virus that was just accidentally as if any other virus. This is for a political and for a profitable program right there. That was the Chinese benefit.
We're coming down to our last few minutes, Frank. So could I ask you to kind of sum up, and let's expect to have you back on next week, because this is too good to cut off.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's really coming to a head, especially with what's happened just in this past couple of days with Dr. Fauci, the same guy that's telling us that we need to go ahead and have all these vaccines, and you're not fully vaccinated unless you have three vaccines. Well, who's profiting from all this? And why was he sending all this money to the Wuhan lab to begin with? And what was his motive? And if you know, if you testify in Congress and you lie, you go to jail. So here's a guy that was flat out lying to the American people. In essence, he's funded money, and as a result, 4 million Americans have died from this COVID. So this is something that there should be hearings, and the Democrats don't want to have the hearings. They just basically want to tell everybody they have to be mandated to take a vaccine that really should not even have FDA approval. So I would like to hear from the two FDA officials that said, you know what, you're not following the science. The White House is creating a mess. And as your previous guests has pointed out, they're doing their own thing. And you know what, we're putting Americans at risk because there's another agenda that's involved.
That's correct. So if you work for the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, you don't have to take the vaccine or be asked if you are vaccinated?
Martha, that's a wonderful – I'm so glad you asked that, because they asked Dr. Fauci that. And he stated – they said, how many people at the National Institute of Health are actually vaccinated? He says, well, 50%, maybe 60%, but we're not allowed to ask. We're not allowed to force them to be vaccinated. Therefore, they don't have to ask these individuals there, but yet they want to ask us, and they want to force us. They want to ignore law. There's a HIPAA law, you know, that you cannot tell people if they don't want to reveal their medical information. They are not required to. And so it's just the irony that you're going to go ahead and tell people of employees of certain, you know, for example, my wife, she works in healthcare. She's facing losing her job because she's not taking the vaccine, and they're mandating it by September 30th. And she has turned in a religious exemption. And so it's going to come down to if she's told that she loses her job, well, we're going to be filing a lawsuit immediately right afterwards.
And then the reports will go out that we have all of these people we can't treat. It's not because we don't have beds. It's because we fired the workers.
Exactly. Exactly what they're doing. And they're saying that they need more and more people in the medical field. But what they're trying to do is they're putting the pressure on to cave the American people into taking a vaccine.
Well, we're down to about our last minute or so.
These that has a 99% plus recovery rate.
Yep.
Well, Frank Aquila, we're going to get you on next week, if that's okay with you. Thursday, you'll be first on, and we'll continue this conversation. This is Liberty or Lockdown. Dave, you want to close us out?
Sure. Just remember, guys, it's all about Jesus. And so when the world gets worse and worse, it just means we're getting closer and closer to the time of his return. So you need to get right with Jesus right now.
Amen.
The Lord bless y'all. See you next Thursday.
Says USA, he won't buy nothing and he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't prejudiced. He's just made in America. He loves his wife and sees that wife that decorates on the 4th of July, but says every day is Independence Day.